Warning, this episode has 3 digits and 4-letter words. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to this week's Listener Stories mini episode of Florida Man. I'm Phil.
And I'm Joel, and this is the shorter version of our show where we read you the Florida Man type stories you, the listeners, have sent in from your part of the world.
News stories from your local area, personal stories where someone you know did something Florida Man-like, or things you have experienced where you encountered some dumbass, or you were that dumbass.
And this is also our 100th episode.
Woohoo!
We made it to a century.
Yep. Not in a row.
In a year and a half.
Not in a row, though.
What do you mean, not in a row?
Well, not a century.
Well, that's like slang for 100.
Oh, is it? Okay. Yeah. All right, fine.
So like when a ball player hits his 100th home run, he's in the century club.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm just not used to you making sports references. That's what messed me up.
That's one of the few things that I actually do know about sports. I'm not a sports guy. But I got a cake.
I saw the cake. Yeah, well, what kind is it?
It is vanilla cake with some kind of vanilla cream frosting.
A lot of vanilla. I saw some sprinkles.
There's sprinkles on it, yep.
Yep.
So it's colorful.
That's good.
Kind of clown-like.
Yes,
it's from Publix.
From Publix.
It's Florida Man.
You know what actually would have been better than the cake?
What?
A big old mess of fried chicken from Publix.
Mm. There was a line at the deli. I wasn't there. Yeah.
That would have been. We could sit here and nod on. We could have had.
Yeah. No, the cake's over here by me. Yeah, so you're not eating it.
I'm
not
eating it because I'll get yelled at.
Yes.
I promise I wouldn't eat on the air anymore.
All caps emails.
It was. She was upset. Said I was sorry. I haven't done it since. Now, nope. I drink on the air. I'm not doing it.
Yeah. We're,
it's just,
we're
but
not
that's okay.
That
hey guys, it's Steve. Just wanted to congratulate you on number 100. You guys are doing a great job. Keep up the great work. Love listening to you guys. Can't wait to the next episode.
Hey guys, it's Jessica from Patreon. Just wanted to call in and tell you guys congratulations on your 100th episode. I've been listening since probably about the 10th episode, and I was an instant fan. And if you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to them because they're hilarious. Anyways, thanks for making my drive to and from work more bearable. Bye.
Yeah, we've got a few new things coming down the pike here in the next couple weeks. But other than that, well, let's shoot for another 100 or so, at least. All right, here's our email for this episode then. A listener, Shell, says, I think that's short for Michelle, maybe, or Shelley.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys, love the podcast. Here's one I had to read all the way through before I believed it. Shell. So why don't you go ahead and read this one, Phil? It's from clickorlando.com.
From clickorlando.com, headline, Samuel L. Jackson accused of threatening Florida cop.
What?
Yeah. So Mr. Samuel L. Jackson became irate.
No.
Yep. And made shooting threats after he was arrested on a DUI charge, according to the Palm Bay Police Department. Police said they were called to Juniper Boulevard and Caballero Avenue shortly before 6:30 p.m. Friday to respond to a crash with injuries.
Uh-oh.
While interviewing Jackson, who was driving one of the vehicles involved in the crash, police say they noticed the smell of alcohol, and his speech was rapid, and his eyes were bloodshot.
Wonder if he asked somebody, do you mind if I wash this down with some of your tasty beverage?
Are we going to have to deal with this the whole way through?
Maybe.
Jackson denied having anything to drink, despite showing signs of impairment, according to the affidavit. Police said Jackson became belligerent and started yelling profanities after his arrest, making it impossible for them to conduct a test to determine his blood alcohol level.
I bet there was a lot of motherfuckers in there.
While on the way to the area hospital, Jackson told an officer he would shoot him as he continued to yell obscenities, records show.
Go ahead.
Nothing for that one?
No, nothing.
You're waiting on the next one. Okay.
Maybe.
Jackson was given Ketamine?
You know what that is?
No.
That's horse tranquilizers.
He was given ketamine and other medications to calm him down while he was at a hospital, according to authorities.
I've never heard that. We're going to have to get Heather on the phone for this one, because I've never heard of ketamine being given to humans. I've only heard it as like a veterinary thing. Like, that was the, did you ever see Terminator 3?
No.
Well.
I heard about it.
You heard about it.
Okay. Schwarzenegger?
Yeah, he's in it. Yeah, but this is the one where after Terminator 2.
Well, I'm guessing Terminator 3 would come after Terminator 2.
John Connor broke into a veterinary clinic and stole ketamine out of the medicine cabinet and shot himself up to get high at the beginning of that movie.
Hmm.
So that's the only thing I know of ketamine is
something completely fictional.
No,
from the movies.
That's that particular scene was completely fictional, but that was something that, that veterinary clinics have to deal with. Is for a long time, they've had to worry about people just breaking in because, I mean, it's cheap horse tranquilizers for the vets to get. It's not available for humans, but it's something that junkies would shoot up with because I guess it gets them really high.
Damn.
And they call it, you fall into a K-hole.
A K-hole.
A K-hole. K for ketamine. Ketamine.
I'm astounded how much your knowledge on this is,
It mostly comes from watching Law and Order.
Mm-hmm. Ta-dum! Ta-dum!
He was arrested on charges of DUI and corruption by threat against a public servant.
That's a new one.
Threat against a public servant?
Corruption.
Corruption.
By
yep. Of corruption by threat.
Against a public servant.
I've never heard that one before.
No, I didn't even know corruption by threat was a thing.
Although he shares the same name. This Samuel L. Jackson is not the actor famous for his appearances in Pulp Fiction, Snakes on a Plane, Jurassic Park, and the Star Wars and Marvel Cinematic Universe franchises.
You know, I would think that if it was the famous Samuel L. Jackson, we would have heard about this, our listeners would hear about this before hearing it on Florida Man podcast.
It happens to be a random man named Samuel L. Jackson. Well,
that's kind of a cool name to have, though.
Agreed. Well, I guess, which is why Shell said you had to read it all the way through before I believed it.
Same here.
All right, well, that's our listener's quickie for this week, folks. If you have a story you'd like us to cover on the quickie show, whether it's in your local news or a personal story of some dumbass you know, send us an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and mixed with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man.
I only picked it because I wanted to say that at the end.
That's why you didn't want, that's why you made me read it.
Yep.
Florida Man, Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. He's Florida man, Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. Florida man. He's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida man.
I bet there was a lot of motherfuckers in there.